What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I understand that Amazon is one of the largest companies on the face of planet Earth.
Yes.
And Jeff Bezos is one of the richest men on the face of planet Earth and blah-de-blah-de-blah.
True.
I'm taking him on. I don't care. Taking him on right now.
All right.
You guys, you lie. You're liars.
You're pointing at us.
Yeah. I'm so mad I need a place to point. If you had a picture of Jeff Bezos right now, I'd point at that.
Okay.
So for the longest time, the Amazon business model has perplexed me because it's like $99 a year, maybe it's $129 or whatever. And then it's like, if you buy something Prime, it's like 2 days, no matter what, at the most, you get it. That's insane.
And whenever you order something, it always is like, you save $15 by using Prime this time. And it's like, oh, okay.
That's so awesome.
I don't understand. It doesn't seem like I pay that much.
Right. So, but I mean, the business, isn't it, like for the longest time, I was just happy all the time.
Yeah.
But then they got cocky and they started to go, you know, this isn't Prime. This is Prime one day. Like if you order within the next, and they always have some arbitrary number, like 47 minutes, it'll be there by between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. tomorrow. You're like, well, F, yeah. And then there it is. Mm-hmm. And the last few things I've bought, they go, order now, and it'll be there between 2 and 6 today.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that before.
Yeah, definitely.
Almost never has it paid off.
Really?
About the little hand mixer, you watch the little influencers, like, oh my God, I'm making like colon blow. And they go, woo. I sit there with a spoon for like 2 hours, like, come on, fiber, break up. And they just go, wham.
Yeah.
It's a little.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the little,
I have like two of them.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, can you use it in coffee too?
Is that it can be a milk frother.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the other thing to use it for. But I'm not, I have a whole barista machine that does that.
Okay.
So I'm like, it'll be here between 2 and 6. It'll do my afternoon colon blow for me. That was...
Jealous.
That was like 3 days ago. Because then...
What?
You know, between 2 and 6 when it's supposed to be here, then it's like, whoong, you get the email, oh, your shipment's running late. It'll be there tomorrow. Mm. And then tomorrow comes, it's like, whoong, expected delivery now... And it's like, just one more day. And then like, then they do the thing where they go, if it's not there by September, you can cancel your order. It's like, I should be able to cancel at 6:01 that day because you lied.
Yeah.
You said.
If you paid for, like, because normally with Prime, they have a few options and a couple of them are free, but it's like.
This one claimed it was free 2 to 6. It was like, order now, 2 to 6, not the extra $2.99, which I might, it's kind of weird to pay $2.99 when the thing's $8.99.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
You don't need it that bad. But
if
I wouldn't
you did, you would just go to the store because they sell them at Target.
Correct. Or I would have bought one of the more expensive ones, but I'm like, for $8.99, I'm just going to try it out. The more expensive ones were on regular Prime that would have been there tomorrow anyway. Mm-hmm. Instead, I bought this one because it was going to be here today.
Sure. Yeah.
And 3 days later, I don't have it.
I hate it.
So, I ordered magnesium liquid from a company called Roe. Yeah, it's going to be there today. That was 3 weeks ago.
What?
Really? I don't have it. I finally just canceled it.
Yeah, as you should.
But they kept going, but they did the thing. They're like, you can't cancel until, if it's not there by Thursday, you can cancel. I'm like, you said it was going to be there.
That's confusing that they don't let you cancel because half the time they're like, if you try to return something, they're like, just keep it.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. So I was like, what?
But this is expensive. Like, this is like magnesium in a liquid form that you take like half. It's like $50 for a little tiny bottle. But I'm I still don't have it. And they just issued me the refund right now. I ordered this like over Christmas.
Yeah. Well, back to stirring. I guess. This happened to me speaking of Christmas with my wife's Christmas gift, because I bought her a bread slicer, like with it, because she's been making homemade bread more. So I got her one with the crank on it.
Are you talking
about
a knife?
No, it's got a crank and a circular saw, basically, is what it looks like.
Oh,
and
it like makes perfect size slices?
Yeah, perfect size slices. Exactly. So I ordered that, and it's like, of course, it'll be there before Christmas. I'm like, great. And then I realized it's not coming. And so I had to like sit my wife down and go, I got you other stuff, but like your big gift is not going to be here. And she's fine with it, but it gets worse because the day after Christmas, my in-laws come to town, they bring their presents, and she opens their presents, and they happen to get her
a bread slicer.
Did they get a good one?
It was a good one, yeah. It was like a bamboo one. It was a little different. Like mine was a hand crank, and theirs
just has slots like where you slide an actual knife through
exactly
it.
Exactly that. But she's like, oh, this is so great. I'm so excited. I can't wait to use it. And I'm just there like, what,
and Jeff Bezos is on a yacht.
Yeah.
Like, his Amazon's showing up that day. His bread is perfectly sliced.
I don't want to be that person, but like I said with your little frother thing, if you want it, you just go to Target.
But we've been trained that we can have it. Like, why?
And that's why Gen Z is bringing back malls, because if we want the item, we're going to go and get it. But if I want to froth something, I'm going to go get a frother right now.
I understand that. But why would I go if they promised me I'd be there by 2?
That's the thing about Prime there's so many Prime users that's just the basic membership.
They have
so
to
it
start
doesn't...
telling the truth. That's all
I'm
saying.
I agree.
Give me the option. Because if I really wanted, if I was like, I feel it frothy, then I'm going to go to Target. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have these things. I've got a project in my garage that I want to do. And they're like little things that clip a wire on the wall. And I'm like, it says it'll be there tomorrow morning. And I haven't pulled the trigger yet because I'm like, I want to do it tomorrow morning. But if not, I'm going to go to Home Depot. But if they lie to me, because I don't want
to. I don't know. Like, if you're trying to buy something to be delivered within 24 hours, like, just go get it in the store.
Where's the bread slicer?
I don't know where they sell those.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.